Well, neither did I leave.
You did leave?
I didn't. I've been behind the kitchen.
See, even fast, I said they've been close by.
And you were watching everything that's going on, were you?
24 hours.
That's fucking shite.
That's fucking funny. Tell you what, if they sent me back into the mix, this would have been this would have been worse anyway. I'd have come back in and been like, I wouldn't even have waved me to lift a finger. I would have just come out of the table like Incredible Hulk, like rah. One of them ones, the fucking all the fucking salads flying everywhere. Like, yeah, what's going on now, fucking fuckers? What it is what it is. I'm not even fucking talking anymore. Stupid English, so everyone can understand me. I'm talking while I talk, man. Fuck this shit.
Can't believe there aren't any brownies left as well.
Was there brownies?
Yeah. Good ones, man. Like good brownies.
I only even got one. He ate the rest.
No, I only had like two or three.
You're lying. It's a good thing you came and started that argument anyway, bro. Good thing you did.
Fuck, I'm saying, mate, you're going to clean up, aren't you? And then it's that fucking jumping my face. You'll fucking clean up when we're fucking ready. Yeah, maybe next week, maybe fucking whatever. I says, no, you'll fucking clean up because you've made the mess.
The state of the place, like...
It's a fucking disgrace, mate. It's like living with fucking animals. I ain't joking. Fucking animals.
Unbelievable.
I would like to see some of these fucking people's homes, mate, if this is fucking how they want to live on fucking national TV, man.
Jeez. I can't believe, like, to stand up and look and...
I say what I fucking want, man.
I gotta go to the toilet.
Fucking say what I want, man. I can't believe this shit.
Is it still lockage?
Just take a piss in the corner, innit?
I'll hold on for a bit.
Like you do when you're not here.
To be honest, it would be cool to take a piss in the Big Brother corner, wouldn't it?
It would. I've already christened it.
I'm sure you've done it.
Yeah. I might just do it just on principle. I might get some overhang as well.
So what did you hear then, Carl? What kind of stuff? What kind of stuff was going on, man?
Do you know what I mean? I didn't want this to kick off. I've spent all day trying to say, let's do this diplomatically, let's say the things that...
Look, it's all over. It's just way
exactly, so I don't... Do you know what I mean?
I'm actually just interested now. I'm just interested.
Can we talk about it tomorrow? Because, to be honest, I just wanted to sort things out with people. I didn't want to...
No, don't cry. Come on, love.
Sorry. I didn't want to fight. I just wanted to say it. You know what I mean?
Oh, come on, man. Don't cry.
I'm all right.
You're not all right, man. Shit. This is what I'm talking about, man. But don't worry about it, man, all right? Just forget it, man. It's bullshit. You're going to look back on this and fucking laugh. I think, what the fuck? Oh, do you want my rope? No, Stuart hasn't got a rope. Do you want a rope? You sure?
What?
Do you want a rope or something?
Oh, I'm alright, chicken, I'm alright.
Oh, man, this is fucking bad, man. No, seriously, I didn't really want to piss you off, like, you know? Shit's all real in the field, though, like. God, I mean, I was here for the same way Jay's here for... I was here for a reason. I'm here... to ruffle feathers in more ways than you know. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, my face could have been a different guy's face, but why am I here? You don't know this stuff. I'm gonna be here. I knew Dan and Marco were gonna be here. That's all I knew.
How'd you know that?
You're going to...
I can't, there's cameras here. People get in trouble and stuff. You speak to me in the after show, I'll tell you, bro. I did my homework.
Jeez. Jeepers.
What a fucking set. I mean, fucking, why have I even got this microphone still on, man? This is bullshit. This shit, man.
Everybody's wondering now. Everybody's wondering what does she know. And I feel like most people will be against me. I feel like most people will have their eye on me and suspecting things and also the things that I've said, because I mean, I did disagree with a lot of things that Victor's been doing and what he's been saying, and I would have wanted to say, like, talk to him about it, but I wouldn't have wanted to argue with. I don't like it when people shout at me because of that. I just cry because I can't really argue back. I just feel like crying.
You've got to remember where we are, you know, like, it's almost like you've got to take the way that you feel, and like your opinions and everything, like take them in a bowl and just put them outside of these walls, because this, you know, stuff doesn't matter. Stuff doesn't matter here. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what. Doesn't matter what you think, what people think. It doesn't matter, because you know, this place isn't real. It's like,
okay, but you asked me why I was upset, and that's why I'm upset.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to help.
I know, but the thing is, it's like I'm not a bad person, and I don't want to upset anybody. But I feel like, I mean, everybody is going to be against me now because I've sat and watched everybody.
You know, it's like nominations. It's so people start, you know, getting against each other and stuff like that. Like the hardest thing here is to remember that.
Jason is not going to ask, but he feels as if I've seen, obviously, him nominate me, because it's obvious now. But, like, I haven't seen anything like that, honestly. I haven't seen any nominations. I haven't seen any footage from the past. All I've seen is when we walked out the door and the screen came on straight away, and then we've seen from there until we came and hit into the table. Been evicted by the public. I was voted for. I mean, the public voted for me to have this task, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. You've done it like a job almost. It's like, it's what you were asked to do, and you've done it.
No.
It's not like a reflection on your character or anything. You had two choices. You can either stay or go, couldn't you? Like, we all had the right to leave, but no one does. And You
talk a lot of garbage.
Sorry.
No, you don't really. It's just that I know what you're saying, chicken. And I have to.
It wasn't your choice to listen into it, but that was. You know, it's like when they said, "Would you like to get into Big Brother?" I asked, "Did you feel like I had a choice?" You had a choice, because I didn't. I was like, "Yes, it's my only option." Mm-hmm. It's like, "Yes, I have to join in."
Oh my God,
it's cliche, but we are pawns. We're just doing what they want us to do, and that's exactly the system, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not worried anymore. If I go next week, I go next week. If people want to say things to me, then they will.
It's just important to realise that in here is not. It's not an environment that it's not a natural environment. It's not a reflection on any part.
It's something that I wanted to do, and it's the game that I came to do and take part in and play. So obviously, I want to. What's wrong?
I'm just checking my eyes out.
All right. But, so that's what I'm upset about. I know it's not reality, and I'm not, that's nothing like that's worrying me. It's just a fact of, obviously, everybody now is in that position where they're going to know it. I mean, the people who said things know that they've said things, and they're going to know exactly who they are.
That's kind of like, would you rather be in here and them know, or not be in here and them not know, sort of thing. It's like, you'd rather be in here and know that, because it's like, you want to be in it.
I do, but it's not. I don't know about being in here for the next however long and being,
but.
I can't control people like that.
Mate.
I was laughing today when you were being super scared and you ran and went, "Are you okay?" And then you went and after and went, "Are you okay?" And you went, "No, I need some cigarettes." So Nadia?
You see when I woke her up?
Did you wake Nadia up?
Yeah, I was killing myself. Because I woke her up and it's just facing me.
I was just loving it because I just saw you like sorting it out because the camera, you must have been doing it like dead near a camera, unless it was just zoomed in on you. Because it came on you going, I'm trying to fit it on. And then he went, "You got it off." And then he went, and then he went, and like, all I could hear you say was, "Are you alright?" And I went, I thought, I know what he's doing. I was like, oh my god, it was so funny. "Are you alright? Are you okay?" And then when you were doing the thing over there, putting the seats back. Very entertaining. Yeah, it was super stupid. I still prefer Tiagra though.
Seriously?
Yeah, he was well cool. What crease we were creased, honestly, when you were on there and them two were in the kitchen.
Which two?
I'm sure it was.